Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. On a split vote, the Kansas City School Board on Wednesday agreed to close two elementary schools at the end of the school year, scaling back a previous proposal that would have shuttered four buildings at once. The board voting 4-2 to close Troost and Longfellow Elementary Schools. Officials say both buildings are under-enrolled and outdated. The district expects to save $2.4 million. And there's been an increase in fentanyl-related overdoses in Southwest Kansas. J.P. Pizzette has more.
In recent weeks, first responders have been called to numerous presumed fentanyl-related overdoses in Garden City and Finney County. Fentanyl is finding its way into more and more drugs in powder and pill form, and there is no way to tell beforehand. Fentanyl is also the number one cause of death for Americans age 18 to 45. Authorities encourage you to talk to your friends and family about fentanyl. No drug is worth your life.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that 10 Kansas communities are receiving grants to assist with the creation of family resource centers. The funds granted by the Kansas Department for Children and Families are part of its ongoing efforts to decrease the need for families to have formal contact with the agency. Governor Kelly said the centers receiving the grants serve as community hubs with the sole purpose of supporting families in their own neighborhoods, and by providing easier access to programs and services, including job skills training, early childhood programs, and nutritional services, it sets Kansas families up for success. The Department for Children and Families awarded grants that include Live Well NWKS for Cheyenne, Rollins, Decatur, Norton, Sherman, Thomas, Sheridan, Graham, Wallace, Logan, Gove, and Trigo counties, which were awarded $208,300. Secretary Laura Howard stated that they know that if they can help build the skills necessary for families to succeed, they can prevent the need for families to have contact with the Department for Children and Families, especially the child welfare system. She said these centers will focus on parent resilience, social connections, and important parent and child development skills, which they believe will result in fewer youth in the foster care system. Family resource centers are designed for all families with services at no or low cost for participants. The Department for Children and Families partners with the Kansas Children's Service League to administer the Family Resource Center network, and the Kansas Children's Service League will work with the communities to design and create their center. As the lead operator of the Parent Helpline, 1-800-CHILDREN, The Kansas Children's Services League offers important insights on parenting and caregiver resources that will help ensure the success of each of the family resource centers. The grants will run through June 30th of 2024 with 3 one-year options to renew. $44.5 million will be awarded to 9 service providers to extend high-speed internet to 18,468 locations in 15 underserved counties across the state, and this is the third and final award phase of the Kansas Capital Project Funds, or CPF, Broadband Infrastructure Program. The CPF program provides funding to make broadband connections in critical areas of the state that lack access to high-speed internet. The $83.5 million total CPF investment, combined with almost $42 million in matching funds, will result in more than 24,500 homes, businesses, schools, healthcare facilities, and other public institutions being connected to fast, reliable internet for the first time. Demonstrating the need and critical nature of the program, the Kansas Office of Broadband Development received 141 applications for projects totaling more than $600 million. A total of 24 projects were funded. The grant program resulted from the U.S. Department of Treasury's approval of Kansas's Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund, CPF, Broadband Infrastructure Plan. The federal CPF program is a $10 billion capital project initiative available to states, territories, and tribal governments under the American Rescue Plan Act. It was announced on Wednesday that Camber Children's Mental Health, previously KVC Hospitals, is expected to begin accepting patients and providing care by early February at its new Youth Mental Health Hospital in Hays. The contract agreement between the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Camber, effective through June 30th of 2027, specifies admissions at a licensed 14-bed hospital for youth up to 18 years of age to include up to 10 no-eject, no-reject state institutional alternative beds focused on patients from the Larned State Hospital catchment area. This newly renovated center will also continue to provide the psychiatric residential treatment facility services currently provided by Camber in Hays. In the state-of-the-art facility, Camber's mental health and medical professionals will provide both inpatient and residential treatment for youth in need of intensive services to help them stabilize, build resilience, and develop coping skills so they can return home as soon and as safely as possible to continue outpatient treatment in their communities. In addition to state funding, the opening of Camber Hays is due in part to the generosity of several private organizations and the Patterson Family Foundation, the Robert and Patricia Schmidt Foundation, and the Dane G. Hansen Foundation each made significant financial contributions to support children's mental health through Camber's expanded services. Camber Hays will be able to serve 600 more youth each year who are facing struggles with suicide, depression, anxiety, the impacts of trauma, self-harm, and other mental health disorders closer to home. Families, community health centers, health care providers, schools, and agencies seeking mental health treatment for youth can contact Camber's admissions team 24/7 at 913-890-7468. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are issuing fish consumption advisories for 2023, and the advisories identify types of fish or other aquatic animals that should be eaten in limited quantities or, in some cases, avoided altogether because of contamination. General advice and internet resources are provided to aid the public in making informed decisions regarding the benefits and the risks associated with eating locally caught fish in from Kansas waters. Getting outside to catch fish and eating fish has many health benefits. However, all fish contain some amount of mercury, so anyone who routinely eats fish or serves fish to their children should carefully consider the types of fish and amounts they eat, including store-bought fish. Too much dietary mercury can harm the development of fetuses, nursing babies, and growing children. Therefore, mercury-sensitive individuals, women who are pregnant, nursing, or may become pregnant, and children younger than 17 years old should follow guidelines for eating fish caught in Kansas. That includes to only eat small portions, a fillet about the size of your palm. Eat types of fish with less mercury. If you don't know the type or size of fish you're eating, wait at least a week before eating fish again. And when fishing, keep fish shorter than your forearm from your fingertips to elbow or less than 20 inches as regulations allow. For specific questions or concerns about mercury in Kansas fish, you can contact the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And for information about mercury in fish caught in other states, in store-bought fish and other types of seafood, you can visit the U.S. EPA and U.S. FDA websites. For information about fishing in Kansas, including licensing, regulations, fishing reports, and fishing forecasts, you can visit the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks fishing website at ksoutdoors.com/fishing. And for information about the health benefits versus the risks of including fish in your diet, you can visit the American Heart Association website. The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds the public that they started a project to replace three bridges along U.S. 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5, 9, and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe fly detours around each of the bridges, and impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the replacements to be completed in August of 2023, weather permitting. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 23rd, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Nextech LLC presented a video service agreement to the county as, in accordance with the laws of the state of Kansas, the municipality is entitled to request a video service fee from Nextech based on a percentage of gross revenues. This fee would be collected as a pass-through from subscriber, and Norton County currently does not offer video service. Vice Chairman Marvin Matchett signed the service agreement. Tax abatement 2023-03 was presented to the commission for signature. The abatement was presented as a BOTA appeal for an oil lease. The order was signed in the amount of $8,702.68. A motion was made by Vice Chairman Matchett to approve the January 16, 2023 commission minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until January 31st of 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited are cheering on the guys and girls on the Plainville Cardinals winter sports teams. The athletes are ready to take on the competition at events this week. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton. We can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with the Wilkins trailer. Graham County Hospital Knowsley Hill City High School winter sports teams will dominate the competition at upcoming sporting events. The diligent athletes are sure to outperform their opponents on the court. Show them what you've got, Renex, from the loyal and devoted fans at Graham County Hospital in Hill City.
Taxes. The word not only conjures up the feeling of dread, but suddenly feeling overwhelmed, overloaded, and confused? Defeat the tax work burden. See Mapes & Miller LLP in Norton. Mapes & Miller LLP is your guide in understanding the ever-changing world of taxes. Find your tax team at Mapes & Miller LLP on East Highway 36 in Norton or call them at 785-877-5833. Make your tax status a happy one when you team up with Mapes & Miller LLP.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Central California freshman GOP Representative John Duarte comes to Congress with a personal perspective on the Biden EPA and Army Corps enforcement of the Waters of the U.S. rule, his own legal fight with the agencies.
If the Army Corps of Engineers can prosecute me for planting wheat in this wheat field based on the set of facts they use there, then almost no farm in America is safe from the same type of prosecution.
One that resulted in hundreds of thousands in civil fines for Dart, who now sits on House Ag and Natural Resources and Transportation Infrastructure, the latter with jurisdiction over the Army Corps.
We need to fight to make producers can make sure that producers can produce, that food producers can deliver abundant, affordable food for American consumers and for the world.
But Dart hopes that the Supreme Court in the pending second EPA case puts the fight over WOTUS and the Clean Water Act to rest.
We all hope in agriculture that the Supreme Court supports and reasserts what Congress clearly said, that the Clean Water Act has jurisdiction over navigable waters of the United States. It doesn't say adjacent waters. It doesn't say waters separated by a roadway or waters that have some future defined significant nexus to navigable waters in the United States.
All possible interpretations the justices probed during their arguments, and conservatives on the bench challenged, leading Dart to agree the new Biden-WOTUS rule is premature.
Because once it comes down, I think the agencies are going to have very clear direction as to what they do and don't have authority over under the Clean Water Act.
And if they won't listen, Dart says he and others on the Hill will exert their oversight authority to make sure EPA and the Army Corps finally clear up the waters on WOTUS. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Cattlemen, calving season will soon be here. Do you need better facilities to assist in the delivery of that calf? The Powder River Calving Pen is just the answer for successful management of dystocia. The 10x10 pen includes self-catch head gate, a convenient 30-inch walk-through roll gate. Two split-squeeze panels at the side and center of the pen are crucial for cesarean surgery or calf nursing assistance. Those gates swing 180 degrees completely out of the way for wide-open access in calving assistance. Sure latch closure allows easy handling and operation by one person. View this Powder River calving pen online at valleyvet.com, where you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valleyvet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Some lingering cloud cover, but otherwise fair for the Central Plains today as high pressure moves in from the northern and central Rockies. That'll keep our daytime highs cool, but we'll get a little boost on our temperatures tomorrow and Saturday before Arctic air arrives on Sunday. For now, we'll stay fairly cold, especially in northern Kansas, with highs staying in the upper 20s to low 30s. Across the southern tier counties, we'll be in the upper 30s to low 40s. Little or no chance of precipitation for now, although the wind will pick up and stay gusty for the next few days as a strong low moves across the northern plains. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure from the central Rockies is building into our region, bringing us fair and breezy weather. It's a fairly cool air mass, so we won't see much of a warm-up, at least for this afternoon. Overnight, very windy. We'll have a low-pressure trough developing near our western border, setting us up for somewhat warmer temperatures on Friday. We'll get a gusty start to the day tomorrow. Our low-pressure system over the northern plains will be heading into the Great Lakes, so we'll have sunshine back for our area, 40s for much of the state, and even a few low 50s in our southern counties. Saturday, about the same, mostly sunny, breezy, and fairly mild, 30s in the northern counties and 40s in the south. The next big thing is an Arctic cold front dropping south on Sunday with much cooler air. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the mid-30s, low to mid-20s overnight, low to mid-30s north-central, and tonight mid-20s. Upper 20s and low 30s northeast, and mid to upper 20s for the overnight lows. Southwest, mid to upper 30s today, and upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. South-central, upper 30s and low 40s with mid to upper 20s for the overnight lows. We're in the upper 30s in the southeast counties and upper 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services. Sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.